Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Isn't that amazing how, Sam, how lies hold us captive? And when God gets in there and exposes a lie to put a truth there, everything changes. I mean, really, because if we believe the lie, we ourselves will sabotage what the best of what God has for us. But even your willingness to sort that through, and just for the record, you can write. I mean, you can write, and you should be writing. And one of the things I loved about the back and forth dialogue was your freedom to say, you know, that sounds to me like, and you'd come back kind of, you know, you were just very free to be yourself and to say, that doesn't really ring true. And then your dad was free to let you do that, but then to say, let me clarify, this is what I mean. But the raw back and forth, I think, is what makes this book work.
Yeah, thank you. It really was our goal that we want to be presenting something authentic, that whether it's genuine or not will be huge. Because our generation, I mean, my generation was raised on the internet, and we became the lab rats of all these marketing techniques and testing. And so the byproduct of that is that we can tell if something's true or not. We can tell if something's being honest or if they're just trying to sell us something. And
So, John, what were some of the questions that Sam asked you that really stuck out to you that you were glad that you included in this book?
Part of what we were praying through and talking through, there were two things going on in Sam's life at the time, and this is just, again, so universal to young manhood. What do I do for a career? Can I follow my dreams, or do I have to settle for the secure job? You know, kind of that fork in the road. Do you chase your dreams? Does God have, like, a calling on my life? Or in, you know, unsettled economic times, should I just take the first solid job I can get? So that was a big one, and it was tied directly to marrying the girl. Sam was pursuing a wonderful young woman, and they were getting serious, and things were moving towards engagement. But then there was the question of, how stable do I have to be as a young man before I marry? And then all that, you know, the related stuff of how you know she's the one, and so those kind of those two pieces of sort of, you know, your life's work and then romance and love and were probably among the richest conversations we had.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.